You're listening to the WGXC News Update. I'm Alana Medlock. Liz Young reports for the Albany Business Review that Representative John Faso, Republican from Kinderhook, spent part of last week in South Korea talking with leaders about their relationship with North Korea. The trip was with three Democrats and two other House Republicans, and they spoke with political leaders such as the mayor of Seoul and business leaders from Samsung and Hyundai. Faso said that mentioned in the discussions were the Plug Power Plant in Latham, making hydrogen fuel cells, Samsung's operations in the Albany area, and the GlobalFoundries computer chip plant in Malta. Quote, "My focus was primarily on the military and diplomatic enterprise, but I hope as part of this Korean study group, we can expand our discussions with South Korean businesses in terms of potential collaborative partnerships with companies in New York State," end quote, said Faso. You can read the full story in the Albany Business Review. Rachel Silberstein at Capital Confidential profiles Republican Attorney General candidate Manny Alejandro, who interviewed before incumbent Democrat Eric Schneiderman resigned May 8th, said he wanted to, quote, depoliticize the office, end quote. Schneiderman, who resigned after The New Yorker published a story alleging he had slapped and choked four women, had filed over 100 lawsuits against President Trump and the federal government, and Alejandro does not think New York taxpayers should be paying for all that legal action. Dennis Vacco was the last Republican attorney general in New York elected in 1995. You can read the full story at Capital Confidential. New York school districts all hold budget votes and school board elections next Tuesday, May 15th. In some cases, there are capital fund votes and propositions to purchase new school buses on the ballot. By now, all districts should have held a public hearing on their budgets, which should be available on individual school board websites. Voters should be receiving information about the school votes in the mail in the next several days ahead of the voting on May 15th. Melanie Lukosiewicz reports for Columbia Green Media that the State Department of Environmental Conservation and the Coyman's Hollow Volunteer Fire Corporation on May 2nd held a controlled burn on forested land at the Louise E. Kerr Wildlife Management Area in Coyman's Hollow. Quote, "Smoke could be seen for miles rising above the preserve on Blodgett Hill," said Jack Dennis, one of 53 forest rangers, staff from DEC's Division of Fish and Wildlife, Division of Lands and Forest, and Albany Pine Bush staff at the burn. Quote, "The undergrowth was set ablaze to enhance the growth of vegetation that is important to the growth of the preserve," end quote. The DEC said that 14.5 acres was burned to allow some rare plant species to be able to grow. Quote, "The prescribed burns will help restore, improve, and maintain the health of the pitch pine Oak Heath Rocky Summit by reintroducing fire to this fire-dependent community," end quote, according to a DEC statement. Quote, "Historically, fire played an important role in shaping and maintaining this community," end quote. You can read the full story at HudsonValley360.com. You're listening to the WGXC News Update. I'm Alana Medlock.